Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew against and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And so just a quick exhortation for what I believe the season is for us and what this upcoming season might look like is the Lord cares very much that we are doers of the word and not hearers only. You remember that hearers of the word that don't do it are compared to a man that goes and looks at his face in a mirror and then walks away and immediately forgets what he looks like. And hearers of the word and not doers of the word are held to account in the judgment because they knew what to do and they didn't do it. And here, hearers of the word and those who don't do the word are compared to those who build their house on sand. And the promise is that rains will come and that winds will beat against the house. It's going to happen to all of us. But those who don't have their house built on the rock will crumble, and they will come down with a very great crash. You remember that one son, when the father told him to go out to the field, said yes, but then he stayed back. And the other son, when the father told him to go out into the field, says no, but then after he had thought about it for a moment, he changed his mind, and he went out. And Jesus says, which one of these sons did the father's will? And the disciples said, the second son, the one who said no first, but then changed his mind and went out. And I believe that there are many of you in here who have said no at some point in your life, maybe most of your life you've said no, and now you're getting a change of mind, and that's where the change must take place. I'm going to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. I'm going to put into practice what Jesus has said. And there are some of you in here who have said yes. For a long time you've said yes, but you haven't moved. All you've done is said yes, and you have not yet done the Father's will. And he says, be careful, lest you deceive yourselves, to think because you're saying the right words, or you're showing up to a meeting, or you've got the right language around, that is not enough. But only those who do the will of the Father. Jesus' disciples said, your mothers and your brothers and sisters are coming to see you. And you remember what Jesus said? He said, who are my mothers and my brothers and my sisters? It's those who hear the will of God and do it. Those who put into practice the will of God, those are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. It's not by blood, it's by the Spirit. It's by obedience in the Spirit. And so the Lord has got a really tight rein on us this season. I'm just seeing story after story after story right now where people have been saying no, people have been disobedient. The Lord loves you enough to not let you get away from that. And I just want to say as we come into this next year, I think it's going to be a year of the Lord loving us a lot more than he's loved us up to this point in terms of helping us stop being rebellious. He's going to help us stop doing that. He's going to help us be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And so that's my exhortation for you today, that we would build our house on the rock, on the word of Christ Jesus, so that we can stand in that last day. So I'm going to pray that for y'all. Lord, I thank you for your word and how it divides. And I pray for all of these saints here in this room, Lord, those who have said no, and those who are changing their mind, and those who have said yes and need to change their mind. Lord, I'm just asking that we would be a church that does your will, Lord. Many will show up on that day and say, Lord, Lord, but it'll say, I never knew you. I pray that we would know you by doing your work, Lord. So we need you to change our mind, and I just pray that you would use this word Sam's about to give to do that. Would you use this morning and testimonies and prophecy, Lord, to change the way we think, Lord. We might be obedient. In your name we pray. Amen.